the Northern Line, all the news and interviews from the EIHA National League North, the Morley and Laidlaw divisions. In this edition, we're looking back at Week 8, that's the 25th and 26th of October, with games in the Challenge Cup as well as league play. Later on, we'll hear from Jared Owen at Blackburn, from Alan Flavell of Billingham, Scott McMeekin in Solway, and Nottingham Lions' Matt Bradbury. We'll also catch up with New Zealand international Josh Hay, who signed with the Solway Sharks. First of all, a look back at the results from the weekend. In the Challenge Cup on Saturday, it was Solway 0, Manchester Phoenix 11, a hat-trick for Jack Watkins and an 8-point night for Michael Cerny. Sunday night, it was Manchester 2, Telford 3 after overtime. Jason Silverthorne hat-trick goal sealing the win there for Telford. And Sheffield Steel Dogs 6, Peterborough Phantoms 2. Jeff Legui leads the Dogs 2+1 on the night. His line mate Lubomir Corhorn 3 helpers. Into league play then, Morley Division 1. And it was almost a case of 1-1-8-1-1-8 in the fixtures. Saturday, it finished Sheffield Spartans 1, Blackburn Hawks 8. A 5-goal first period from the Hawks set them well on their way. Chris Arnone and Dan McCreel netting twice each. It was Manchester Minotaurs 1, Sutton Sting 8. 3 goals in 7 minutes. The first 7 minutes for the Sting. And Carl Ashton's 2+1 leading the scorers. And Sunday's only game in the Morley division. Blackburn Hawks 8, Billingham Stars 1. Absolutely clinical from the Hawks top line. Luke Brittle 3+2, Jared Owen 2+3, and Adam Brittle 5 assists. So that's 3-8-1 scorelines. In the Laidlaw Division 2, goals galore all weekend. Saturday, Bradford Bulldogs 6, Telford Tigers 9. Miles Dacre's treble for Bradford was outdone by James Smith. He had 4+3 for Telford. In the Sunday games, Sheffield Senators 9, Hull Jets 5, an old-fashioned shootout at Ice Sheffield, 11 different goal scorers. Bradford Bulldogs 3, Widnes Wild 13. Dacres adds another 2 to his weekend tally. Philip Super records 3+3 for the visitors. The game of the weekend, Deeside Dragons 3, Telford Tigers 4. Deeside Leisure Centre here, James Smith, his 6th goal of the weekend for Telford, scored with less than 5 minutes remaining, and that gave the game to the Telford Tigers, 4-3 at Deeside. And finally, it was Nottingham Lions 10, Coventry Blaze 3. Just past the halfway mark, game was tied at 3-3. The Lions had been 3-0 up, Blaze responded, brought it back to 3-3, and then Nottingham explodes 7 unanswered goals. Ben Wood leading the scorers, 4 goals, 1 assist, and the sides combined for 150 penalty minutes. That's the scores. So we'll move into our roundup, and we start in Blackburn. After a pair of 8-1 wins at the weekend, Blackburn Hawks coach Jared Owen, clearly a very happy man.
Really pleased with the progress we're making as a team, to be honest. I think this is twice now on the back of EPL games that we've managed to step up our game the following week. I know there's been a bit of talk about the cup not being really being great, but I've really enjoyed it. Our result against Manchester wasn't great, but we worked hard, and for young Stu Ashton, it was the first time he'd ever played against shooters that level, and I think this weekend showed the benefit he got from it, really. You know, he's played really well all weekend, so I'm really happy with the progress we're making.
So you went to Sheffield yesterday. That's a really good result in Ice Sheffield, certainly. And then tonight, facing what was on paper a more difficult tie, but still you managed to come out with a really quite far-reaching victory as far as you guys are concerned, I guess.
Yeah, we seem to be clicking. Obviously, you know, as a team we're doing the simple things and it seems to be paying off. You know, we're working hard every week in training and we're just trying to stick to the same plan. We know it's going to be a tough season and no trophies are getting handed out in October, so we've just got to keep progressing, working hard in training and doing the things we've been doing because it seems to be working for us.
So you were tonight, I think just about every single one of your goals came from the top line. So is that potentially a concern going forward that most of your points are coming from one place, or is it not really on your radar?
At the end of the day, you know, that's our line's job. You know, I brought Addy in last year and obviously Luke in this year. You know, they're going to be our top scorers. You know, I expect that from them. And other lines are chipping in. They're doing the right things. And sometimes just clicks. And our line, you know, we're doing a good job at the moment. I think we cycle the puck well and we seem to create a lot of opportunities. It's hard for other teams when you've got Adam and Luke on the ice because they're both exceptional players and, you know, they both control the play. So, yeah, you know, obviously we'd like other lines to get a few, but we're a team and the other lines played hard. And, you know, at the end of the day, that's what we're looking for, all three lines to not really concede and we'll get goals from everywhere when we need to.
So you've got the return fixture against Manchester coming up next week. Hoping to get a better performance out of the guys?
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, I think it's difficult sometimes. Big ice, obviously, we hope will help us. Dangy, he probably could be back for next week, but I don't think I'm going to risk him. You know, there's no point in playing next week and then being 6 weeks out again. We've got 2 weeks off after that, so... You know, as much as I'd like to throw Dangy in there and get him some game time, I think probably we'll rest him, give Stu another opportunity. And yeah, if we can tighten up, I'd like to give him a bit more of a game. You know, I've enjoyed it. All of our players have enjoyed the EPL Cup so far, and I hope Billingham have felt the same. You know, they've been good games, and they're helping the players in this league. I think, you know, it's a good challenge.
And you'd like to see the cup continue next season?
I think so. Maybe it needs a bit of tweaking, but I also understand, you know, that for the EPL teams, it's not really very fair for them to keep leaving multiple guys out just to make it easier for us. You know, at the end of the day, it's not great at times, but if you go into it with the right attitude, I think we can give them enough of a game to benefit from it, and maybe they will make a few tweaks to it, but we'll have to see. But I've enjoyed it, you know. I think it's much better, and no offence, having to play you guys 10 times a year to make an artificial cup up as well, and you know, no team seemed to be interested in it, so it was the next best solution, and yeah, it's probably got teething problems, but I've enjoyed it so far.
Billingham's loss on Sunday was their first in league play, but it was the manner of the defeat which was a big concern, as we spoke with their general manager, Alan Flavell.
Well, we said before we went out there that we had to tie that lad up, and unfortunately we've let him go. I don't know how many he scored tonight, 4 or 5 goals. I mean, he is a class act and what have you, but we just can't let him do that. You know, the lads know him. We only started playing halfway through the second period. I've got to say, it's probably one of the worst games I've seen us play. We were just chasing shadows and not happy at all. I'm really not happy.
Well, I think certainly for the first half of the game, we didn't really look to be interested. We were chasing one line round the rink, and the fans in the stands were wondering when the stars were going to show up, and we didn't really do that until the final period.
Well, that's right. I mean, it took a nasty hit on Scott Ward in the second period, really, to spark the lads up and get a bit of fire going. We didn't seem to play with any sort of intensity. Everybody was looking for everybody else to do the puck carrying and what have you. I thought Mikey Elder and Cal Davies were probably the shining light, but there was a few lads out there who were pushing the night. Picked the wrong game to have a nightmare.
Yeah, I think that's right. I don't think we can lay too much blame at Mark Watson's door, because yet again the D just didn't seem to be there to protect him.
He got exposed way too many times. You know, we just can't afford to be doing that.
So what's our plan for tying these guys up next time? Because we seem to be saying it time after time when we play these guys now that we need to do something to contain the Brittles, and we don't seem to have found the answer yet.
Well, that's right. You know, we'll have a meeting on Tuesday night with the coaches, and we'll discuss. But there's going to have to be some wholesale changes, I think. We can't go on like this. You know, we've got to play a more professional approach at the back, definitely. But there's got to be some changes.
All right. Well, hopefully we've got the Steel Dogs next week. We seem to be playing the really good games against the EPL sides. And hopefully we can get some confidence back in that game next week.
Yeah, definitely. I mean tonight's game again. Young Luke Brown had stepped up, they dropped their gloves, and you know, had a good fight, and a good account of himself and whatever. And again, that sparked the team up. We just didn't seem to be playing with any passion or real pride tonight. And really disappointing from where I'm standing, you know. And like you say, it's got to be addressed.
Okay, well. Hopefully we'll have a better time of it next Sunday. We've got the EPL side again, and we do seem to step it up naturally for those guys. We just need to do it in the league against our bread and butter.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, these crossover games have been fantastic, I think. We know there's a big stick between the two leagues and what have you, but at least it shows us where we are. And you know, it's opened my eyes a little bit more so to where we are in the scheme of things. And that we've put a decent team together this year, capable of like winning our league, but the way it's looking at the moment, you know, we're going to be second, third spot or even worse, you know. So, yeah, we really need to pick the tempo of the games up and come a little bit more focused to these games, ready to play hockey.
The Solway Sharks are the only National League team in Challenge Cup action this weekend, and their home loss to the Manchester Phoenix on Saturday. Scott McMicken spoke to us after the game and acknowledged the difference in class between the two teams.
Absolutely. I suppose in a similar way to Telford, we knew we were going to be up against it, against a good quality EPL team. We know what they were coming with. And they proved their class, I have to say. They certainly the first period they rolled over us with relative ease, and I think some of the young kids, you know, it's good to give the young kids some ice. We're probably start of the season giving them more ice than we thought we were going to give them, but it's good to get them some ice. But I think they realised tonight that next level up, that EPL standard, they've got to be a lot fitter, a lot stronger, and as a team we've had discussions about our team fitness and individuals taking responsibility. So tonight, if any game, I think it didn't need any of the coaches to say it. I think the guys realised it, that in order to move up to that next level, we've got to be a little bit fitter and a little bit stronger, and we'll be taking that message into our crucial November league campaign.
On the ice, you mentioned the SNL lads getting good ice. Obviously Jordan and Kyle, the only honours with in nets. But getting the home debut for Josh here as well. Tell us a bit about Josh.
Yeah, Josh, he's been with us a couple of weeks now. To be honest, we took him for a kind of trial on ice session, and we're quite impressed with his skating, and he can handle the puck. And obviously, he hadn't been on the ice for a while, for a good 4 or 5 months since he was last in Sweden. So we took the opportunity to sign him up. Got it pushed through before the game last week, and obviously he's made his home debut tonight. You know, he's a good forward. He'll add good strength, especially down low in the corners, and hopefully help us create a wee bit of scoring chances, because we've in the cup especially we've struggled for some point production. So hopefully that's the idea, that Josh will come in and help us there.
And in the programme notes, mentioned possibly close to getting that all elusive.
We're working on the contract just now. It's looking very positive. We worked on it all week. Obviously Martin's still been off on his paternity leave, I suppose you can call it. So myself and the general manager have been in constant communication with Martin, but working behind the scenes to try and get the contract signed. I've got to say we're very close. Probably the next couple of days we'll get that done and dusted, and all going well. Have him in, if not next week, week after. So he's a good, I don't want to release just now who it is, but you know, he's a good standard defenceman playing in a professional league in Europe. So you know, we know we're short in D, and that's where we're going to strengthen.
And that will in turn then release the likes of Struan to play back in.
Yeah,
where Struan plays best.
Yeah, well, and ideally, you know, we signed Fraser Goldie at the start of the year, and unfortunately his commitments took him elsewhere, but ideally we're going to get Fraser back next week, and hopefully over a continued period of time now. So that'll give us a little bit more strength. Alan Crane, obviously, work commitments, but when he's available, he'll give us a little bit more strength, and we can go with that. So yeah, I mean, Struan's been, if anything, helping us out back there. We know he's a flexible player in terms of the positions he can play, but his number one position for us should be up front, and we want to get back to a stage where we can facilitate that.
Excellent. Well, you mentioned it's crucial November, the Sutton next week and Sheffield the week after. It's kind of, I don't say it very often in Solway, but kind of must-win games.
Absolutely. And we had a team meeting last night before practice, and that was the message, that we've not started the way we wanted to start, and we've put ourselves in a position where they are now must-win games. You know, we've got 4 games in November, all against different opposition, 2 home, 2 away, and the aim, the objective, is 4 wins. So whether we've got extra reinforcements, which we hope we will have, or not, that's going to be the objective for the team of guys that are selected for the game, and that's our focus for practice for the next couple of weeks now.
Nottingham Lions won their Midlands derby with the Coventry Blaze on Sunday night, and they now face three games in four nights this coming weekend. Let's get the thoughts of their head coach, Matt Bradbury.
It was a bizarre game, probably one of the most bizarre games I've ever coached in, especially the second period, just the longest period I think I've ever been involved in. I think the players were mentally... you know, it really knocked their concentration in the second period. You know, I don't even hazard a guess how long that second period took. But, you know, the most important thing is we turned up as a team and we finished the game as a team, and we were happy just to come out. You know, I can't remember the last time we scored 10 goals, so it was great to beat his team so convincingly, 10 goals to 3.
You looked in control for most of the game as well. There was just that small blip of a few minutes in that second period.
Yeah, some interesting calls against both sides tonight. I think the ref thought he was coming in tonight and going to let the game flow, and I think that was his intention. But it soon went the opposite way, really, and it was just one of those nights. And you know, here we are, a late night finish. So. But no, I mean, tonight, you know, I think Slav was really unlucky. You know, the same thing happened a minute or so later where a knee came out, but our guy got up and their guy rolled over. I think that was the difference on that penalty. There was a lot of high stuff going off, and the ref called us all in on the second period, tried to settle it down, and I think we, you know, it just got a little bit out of hand. But it was a Nottingham Coventry derby, and that's what you can expect. You know, it was a great game, and definitely entertainment for the fans. I know that for sure. And it was end to end, and you know, we won a period 3-0. We tied a period 3-3, and we won the last period 4-0. So all credit to my players tonight. I thought they were outstanding. It was nice to see Woody banging some goals in tonight. It was even better to see, I mean, Stuart Parker 1+5 tonight, 42 years of age, going around players playing for fun. He's enjoying himself. He scored probably one of the best top shelf goals I've ever seen. You know. And I just know what he's capable of, but it's really funny because he's added that dimension of 5 assists. You know, I can't remember Stewie ever getting 5 assists from his junior days, but he was excited, outstanding. He was buzzing tonight, and I think that whole commitment through the team was phenomenal. You know, they were tonight was absolutely outstanding. You know, they've stuck together all the way through, and you know, it's nice to pick up 2 points. You know, it's. You know, things are looking good. It was a bit disappointment tonight for Joe Humphries. You know, I think he took a nasty cut. He took a skate on the foot. It went through on his finger. It went through his glove, and from what I can gather, it was through to the bone. So hopefully he gets better soon. And you know, we've got more hockey, and this is a good team with depth and commitment, and we've seen that tonight. So looking forward to next Saturday.
Yeah, good result to take into next weekend. You've got 3 games in 4 days.
Yeah, I mean, we've obviously got, I think it's Hull next week and Deeside the following day, and then we go into the GB game, which is obviously key that people come down and watch, and you get some money for some charity, you know, supporting Megan McFarlane, who's our, you know, she's going to come and skate on the night, and it'd be great to see Leaves and Norton and Perry in a Lions shirt, so it'd be great for people to get along and support, as well as the Great Britain team, you know, to see a Great Britain international team, but... game at a time. The guys are excited tonight, and you know, I think it's a great start to a new week, and back in training Thursday night, and just keep working hard. You know, we've got guys, we're learning, we're improving, and things are looking good.
Finally, in the interviews, New Zealand, not the first country you'll think of when talking about hockey imports, but New Zealand Ice Blacks international Josh Hay. He's joined Solway Sharks for the remainder of the season, and I spoke with him after his home debut on Saturday.
It's been good getting on the ice. I haven't been on the ice for a good 3 or 4 months, so it's been hard to get back into it. Got to get my fitness up and all that, but I'm slowly getting there, getting the fitness levels up on that Friday night training. Nice intense trainings before the games on the weekend. So no, my fitness is getting there.
So how, obviously, you can tell how it came about, the being in obviously the NZIHL. Sweden last year. How did you end up in Dumfries?
Well, I've always wanted to move to Scotland, and my father's side of the family, they're from Scotland, so I was always interested in moving here. I was in Sweden last year, and this was the next stop. So yeah.
Yeah. So obviously your first couple of games down in Sheffield last week, Manchester this week, kind of thrown in at the deep end because Manchester league champions from the higher league, so a bit of a baptism of fire.
Yeah, they were good. They were good. They had good systems, and definitely their fitness levels are up there. They can go the full 60 minutes, and they've got good size too. They're a really physical team, and they can put the puck away.
Yeah. So what can I expect from you? What sort of player would you see?
I'm a bit of a power forward. I'll always be rushing in the corners and hopefully putting a check on and hope eventually scoring goals.
And the hockey in New Zealand, and it's kind of up and coming, and it's a development league down there.
Oh, definitely. We've got a national league which consists of five teams, and two from the North Island, one from Christchurch, Canterbury and Dunedin. And it's definitely developing over the years. We're getting good imports, but they're lowering the number of the imports, so the development of the young New Zealand boys, they can step up and really show what they've got and work their way through the ranks. Yeah.
And the ladies team, obviously the ladies national team, are playing here in March, the World Championships as well, so you'll be around for that?
No, hopefully I'll be in the New Zealand team, the Ice Blacks, and where are they playing? They're playing in South Africa. So hopefully I'll be in that team, and that's around the same time. Yeah. So it's a bit of a shame because my little sister is in the Ice Ferns team. She's going to be here in April, so it's going to be a shame to miss it.
So before we close, a look at the current standings and the forthcoming fixtures here this weekend. Challenge Cup North Group, Manchester Phoenix lead the way, 13 points from their 8 games. Telford Tigers, 12 points from 6. Sheffield Steeldogs, 8 from 7. Then it's Blackburn Hawks and Solway Sharks, each on 4. Peterborough Phantoms and Billingham Stars, each on 2 points. And the fixtures this week, Billingham travel to the Steeldogs on Sunday, and Blackburn host the Manchester Phoenix. Morally Division 1 standings have Blackburn Hawks clear in front. They've 11 points from 6 games. And it's Billingham Stars, 6 points from 4 games. And then Whitley Warriors, Sheffield Spot and Sutton Sting, they all have 5. Solway Sharks, just 2 points from 3 games. And Manchester Minotaurs, foot of the table, they're winless from their 7 matches so far. Just the one league game this coming weekend. It's Sutton Sting against Solway Sharks, and that's Ice Sheffield on a Saturday afternoon. Finally, in the Laidlaw Division 2, some of these games, remember, played for double points. Solihull Barons scored over 100 goals, winning their 9 games so far, and they're clear in front on 22 points. Sheffield Senators, second place, 18 points from 12. Telford Tigers, 16 from 8. Blackburn Eagles and Deeside Dragons both have 10. Coventry Blaze, Hull Jets with 8. Nottingham Lions, 7. Widnes Wild, 6. And Bradford Bulldogs, 9 losses from 9. And they're at the foot of the table. 7 games in the Laidlaw this weekend. Saturday, it's Sheffield Senators versus Deeside Dragons. Coventry Blaze versus Widnes Wild. Hull Jets versus Nottingham Lions. And Blackburn Eagles versus the Solihull Barons. Sunday's matches. Sheffield Senators complete a home doubleheader. They're home to the Coventry Blaze. Widnes Wild take on Hull Jets. And Nottingham Lions versus Deeside Dragons. As mentioned in the Matt Bradbury interview, the Lions also an extra game this week. They host Great Britain Under 20 on Tuesday night, and they include Tom Norton, Mark Leavers and Perry Doyle in their squad. The game part of Great Britain Under 20's preparation for a forthcoming World Championships in Estonia at the beginning of December. Face-off at the National Ice Centre is 7:30 on Tuesday night. Tickets £3 from the box office on the night, and proceeds are to the Lions nominated charity, that's to the Special Olympics Nottinghamshire, and particularly the figure skater Meg McFarlane. So that's it for this edition of the Northern Line podcast. We'd love to hear from you by email or Twitter. Email is tnl@march74.co.uk, or we're on Twitter at march74sports. If you're going to a game this weekend in the NIHL North, why not send us a 6-word summary afterwards, and we'll read it out and give you a mention next week. Thanks to the Billingham Stars and the Nottingham Lions for use of their audio content, and thank you for listening. We'll be back next week with more from the National League North. Bye for now. We'll be right back.